What's up, After Buzzers? We have made it. We made it to the season finale 18 weeks later. I think we technically added it up, and it's about 25 weeks later. And we finally know who the mysterious her is. And we got a ton of answers about what the future holds for all of our favorite Pearsons. You won't want to miss any of it, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is the last finale.
It is the finale.
I was ready for this time.
Finale. Should we do like our happy dance? Hey. We both did the same thing. Clearly, we have spent a lot of time together.
Yes. How are they going to be back in 4 months?
Well, we started in August of last year. August, yeah. September. Mm-hmm. So around that time, we're either going to be gone for 4 to 5 months. But either way, we made it through a marathon of this season. 18 episodes later, we made it to the finale of finding out who her is. When did we first get our flash forward? Does anyone know? Was it the end of the last year, 2018?
I think it was the finale of a year ago, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So it was December-ish going into mid-season when we found out that they're going to visit her. Mm-hmm. We had to go see her. We had no idea. We got a ton of answers tonight. You were right about a lot of things.
About a lot of things, which kind of makes me sad. I wish I wasn't right about her.
I know. But before... Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
It's really, we'll get into all of it. What's up, everyone? I'm Candace Cruz, and we have my lovely panels. It's the girl gang tonight.
Girl gang.
I mean, we missed Danny for the finale, but yeah. I love having my fashionista right here.
In honor of her, we have hers.
We have hers. Oh, hers. I love that. I love that. I have Miss Lena Nori and Paris Rose.
Hey, guys.
All right, guys. Should we dive right in?
Yes.
Okay, overall thoughts. Go.
I'm going to start with my con.
Okay.
My con was I wanted to be bawling on this finale. Mm. I just wanted to be devastated and shattered, and I was not. But I was very glad that they answered pretty much all of my questions that I had. I didn't want to be like have a cliffhanger and be annoyed and waiting for it to come back. So I'm glad they wrapped it up with a nice little bow.
Well, I mean, there was kind of a cliffhanger. We know that basically at the end we find out, or they allude that Toby and Kate aren't together because he's like, thank you so much for coming. So
also, for anyone that is watching right now and has not watched all the way to the end of the episode, you should stop right now because there are going to be a ton of spoilers that will be leading into future seasons. So just heads up now.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm hoping most of you have watched it so we can talk about it together.
I would hope so because we want to go in depth about everything.
Dude, I love the commentary they have at home.
Yeah, let me get into the live chat.
They pick up on stuff that I miss.
Also, before we get into everything else, can someone please let me know how old Rebecca is in the comments, in the future Rebecca? Because we know she's in her 70s in the current timeline, but we don't know exactly how old she is in the future. So let us know in the comments below because I know someone has the whole birth chart in there.
Well, if Randall's daughter's about...
She's in her 20s.
No, 10 or 12 at the time.
Oh, yes.
And then now she's obviously in her 20s. We're talking about at least a 10, 15-year age gap.
I think it's closer to the 15-year age gap.
Yes.
Is what it's looking like.
So she'd have to be at least 85 plus.
Yeah. But I'm with you on the overall thoughts, though, Paris. I really wanted to have, like, a tear-jerking moment. I was obviously predicting the worst, hoping for the best with Randall and Beth, which obviously we're very happy with the outcome of that. But I didn't cry. I always cry.
I know. I feel like that last year they gave us at the finale the her.
Mm.
And that was kind of like the thing that we were waiting to find out. And then the first two seasons was how did Jack die?
Yeah.
And then I feel like with this finale, what am I kind of waiting for? I don't know.
I know what I'm waiting for, but we'll save that to predictions at the very end.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
The live chat is getting pretty morbid. They think that Kate is dead.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all are going in. I can't wait. Maybe we should just hop through to the future. We'll hit all the other main points and then go into the future because I feel like that's what everybody's really been flabbergasted about. So let's just jump right into Zoe and Kevin. Lena, I'm going to let you take this because you've been feeling some type of way about this relationship.
So I knew Zoe and Kevin were doomed from the beginning. Not that I didn't want them together.
Mm-hmm.
I just understand that when you fundamentally want two different things, and that's not a small thing, not wanting kids. And Kevin's decision to forego having kids had nothing to do with his personal decision of, it's not like they separated and time went by and he decided, you know what, I don't want any kids, you're right. Mm-hmm. He said it impulsively out of kind of sitting with his ex-girlfriend. I still think that she's coming back. I always forget her name.
Sophie.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sophie will definitely be back in season 4. That's why they alluded to her. There was no reason for her entering into season 3 unless she's coming into season 4. And now we know for a fact because they're not going to be together. So for me, I just always thought that there were two people that weren't complete wholes. There were two halves coming together trying to complete each other. And you can't do that in a relationship. And even though I thought they were great together, they probably have some cute... I was going to say ass. I can't say that. They'd have some adorable kids. I feel as though what I thought was going to happen did happen. I've been saying it every single episode, is they're not going to end up together. And I knew it was going to be Zoe pulling the plug on him because she was going to see that if you truly love somebody, you're going to want them to have every single thing that they want in life. And so kudos to Zoe for loving him enough to let him go.
I mean, that pretty much sums that up.
Yeah, seriously.
Because the only other thing that I think they really touched on where Kevin figured out that he wanted kids was when they were babysitting Randall's kids and really having those heart-to-heart moments with Tess. And really, like, that was a great speech. That was one of the best speeches I've heard Kevin give about the little pieces here throughout your life to finally come to the whole. Which I really like.
I truly enjoy
it. I've never heard it that way, but I thought it was beautiful.
You guys, Kevin's come a long way.
He really has.
Since season one?
Talk about character development.
Yeah, and he was just drinking, what, a couple weeks ago? No, 4 months ago is what he said.
He had a little. He had a setback, but it's about the comeback.
He's a comeback kid, and he's killing it. And then he saw, you know, he saw Zoe with Annie at the table, and I think that's when he really... You could tell. Also, they were really laying it on thick with his conversations of like, I know you probably don't want kids. My mom didn't want kids, but I know you'll come around.
That was, I think that's what a lot of people think, especially when it's a woman who doesn't want to have a child. Mm-hmm. Everyone just thinks that all women want to have kids. So I think Kevin just genuinely thought, oh, she's saying it right now, but come on. All women want kids. It's hard to accept.
But think about it. If his mom was the same thing, that's your reality.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom changed her mind then.
But also, it's a completely different generation now. I think it's more accepting for women not to have children than it was back in the 80s.
80s, 90s?
She never said her reason, right?
For not wanting to have kids. Yeah. No, she did not.
Huh.
But I think if it was the other way around, if it was Kevin who said, I don't want kids, it wouldn't be like, are you sure?
Yeah, exactly.
I think you would just accept, okay, this man doesn't want to have kids.
Really, I feel like as men get older, they change their mind. I actually know, like,
I'm sure
like
majority of them do, but...
Four of my old bosses, out of the four, three of them all said they did not want kids. And they're the best dads.
Yeah.
So I think it can go either way, but I think in her case, she has a real deep-rooted...
Reason why.
Where some people, you know, you're in a different place in your life. Yeah. When you get older, you want different things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking as if we know, but I mean...
Well, I've
changed so much in the last, like, 2 years. I never say never anymore.
Mm-hmm. So true.
She did say her reason, though. She said she just likes the life the way it is now, that she can just travel and go wherever she wants and doesn't have to worry, be held down. So that was her reason. Danny was really sure that it was deeper, though, too.
Yeah.
I believed her.
I believe her, but I think it could also be deeper, too. She's been through a lot.
That's true.
I wonder if we'll ever know, because she was not mentioned at all in future tense. So, I mean, she's still going to be there because she's the cousin of Beth, but...
Say it.
What?
What? We're contemplating outside who's going to say it about Kevin.
Oh, well, we know Kevin's child is not... is clearly not Zoe's.
It's not mixed. It's a white child. That's basically... He's like has blonde hair. He's a white child, so
he looks exactly like him too. Yeah. Casting, you kill it every time because he looks identical to the little Kevin.
I thought it was a flash of little Kevin at first, and then I see Randall and I'm like, wait a second, thought we're looking at little Kevin. Yeah.
They did a great job.
He acts like Kevin too.
He does. I mean, again, kudos to casting. Great job. Always killing it.
The live chat also mentioned, you know who else isn't there in the future?
Who?
Miguel. And they all think Miguel is dead. They just are listing people who are dead in the future. I think
Miguel, why are we killing everybody?
I think Miguel's not around either.
I don't think he is either. I think.
Oh, so I didn't even think about it.
I don't think that they divorced, though.
I don't think so.
I think he died.
Yeah. That should be devastating. Rebecca just loses all the men in her life first. She has to be the last one to go.
Well, that's typically the truth, though. Yeah, most women live longer than men.
Yeah.
And I mean, women are very intuitive, which we clearly see with Rebecca and Kate.
Yeah.
And baby Jack. But before we go into that, we obviously want to thank you guys all so much for always watching AfterBuzz TV. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here right now and being able to have the opportunities that we do to talk about our favorite TV shows, whether that be on drama or comedy or reality. We thank you so much for being here. So be sure to go and click subscribe. You don't have to get notifications on everything. There's no pesky email notifications, but you can pick and choose which episodes you want to watch. Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
I did not.
Mm-hmm. I watched either after shows.
So, like, you can pick and choose which after show you want to get notifications on, but you don't have to get the whole set of notifications for the whole channel. Yes. So go do that. Give us a thumbs up and comment below and let us know your thoughts about the after show, about the show itself. And you can hop on over to iTunes, listen to us there. You don't have to watch our faces, even though it's really entertaining because of our reactions. But I'm just saying, you can go to iTunes, listen to us there, and you can go to Spotify as well. So thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, we love you guys, and we love all the commentary at home.
They're so good. Yeah. I mean, they're going in.
Live chat is going in. The comments that are posted, they go in. They are so analytic.
Actually listening to us, or are they just going so
right now they're discussing if Kevin's kid was adopted or not, but it looks very similar to him.
I mean, they don't really go into too much detail, and we also don't know if it's Sophie's kid. We don't know if he's a single dad.
We don't even see Kevin. I want to see old Kevin.
I want to see old Kevin. I'm sure he's a silver fox.
I'm sure.
Now he looks like the man he becomes a daddy.
The daddy. The daddy. Not the manny. The daddy.
So I think we agree we're going to put the Kevin. And
Zoe
topic. Kevi. That's what I was trying to say their names together.
Kevi.
To rest.
We're going to close that door. In that chapter, because clearly she's packed up everything along with our hearts.
I know this isn't future predictions, but while we're on the topic, Kevin and Sophie, are they going to be together in season 4? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Overruled.
I just don't like
them. Live chat says yes.
All right, fine. I'm outruled. It is what it is.
And it's not about rooting. It's just what I think is going to end up happening. Because she knows so much about him. They like grew up together.
It would be very cute, too.
I mean, yes, it would be cute to have kindergarten sweethearts. I mean, how adorable. But going back to Rebecca and Kate, because this relationship has always been a tense one.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's the typical relationship with mother and daughter, that, like, push and pull. And you love your mom. Mom's in the house right now, actually.
My mom's in the house. She's asked not to be seen on camera, but she's chilling. She came to visit me in LA. So I'm trying not to look at her right now as we talk about mother-daughter situation.
But yes, you love your mom, and they only want the best, but sometimes they just irritate you. And yes, she didn't really overstep. She did what the doctor said in that moment. Like, Kate should have come in and did the tap. But, you know, that's what moms are for. But I understand Kate's irritation. I understand Kate's feeling like, also insecure in a way, too, because you're like, oh, gosh, she can just do everything right. What am I here for?
Well, I think Rebecca's just so excited because they finally found the relationship that she's always wanted with Kate.
Yeah.
We had the graduation. Now she has a baby. The baby actually came through because she did IVF. Like, I think she's just overly excited and jumping the gun really quickly. She's like, I want to move to California. Let's just move. I want to be right here. I want to do this. I want to do this. And you can even see from the notebook that she's just... She just loves her daughter so much that she just wants to, like...
I actually think this was an official breakthrough for Kate and Rebecca. I think that from season 1, it's been a struggle. She talked about how she's always been insecure about her mom, from the singing to the way she looked. Yeah. If you guys remember the episode where they're shopping and they're getting the different sizes, she saw how skinny her mom is.
Yeah.
There's always been this kind of indirect competition / jealousy she had, even the way she would look at her dad... Looking at her mom, and of course she has Toby, which is a great husband. But nonetheless, I feel like today was the official day that there was a breakthrough. I feel like it started, the first step was when she found out she was pregnant and there's a difficulty with getting pregnant. But overall, I think that there's almost like a parallel when they kept flashing back showing that now Kate finally understands as a mom with that little freak out moment, mm-hmm. why her mom is the way she is. Mm-hmm. And it's your mom's just never going to stop being your mom. I see my mom and my sister go through a battle all the time. My sister has kids, but my mom tells her what to do. She's like, Mom, I have my own kids now. You can't tell me what to do.
I think your moms can always tell you what to do, whether or not you have your kids of your own. But I love when Kate was like, listen, I'm going to blow up at you for the next 2 years. So just be prepared.
Oh, so we find out they live in Glendale. Thank God, because I'm geographically challenged. I had no idea where they lived.
They never even showed a location.
Didn't we say Glendale area? Someone said that.
She's like, what do we think about Los Feliz area? Or no, Atwater Village.
Yeah.
It'll just be right a pop across the street from you. And I'm like, well, you're in Glendale. We know that they live in Glendale.
You put two and two together. Okay, gotcha.
So we know they're in sunny California. Thank God.
Well, we knew they were in LA.
Well, we didn't know that.
They just fly and time goes by really quickly when they're flying because I've never been on a flight that fast from Philadelphia to LA.
By they, I mean all of them now. Well, we'll talk about that later. Yeah, yes, officially. Yes.
But they don't show a lot of Toby in this element of Rebecca and Kate and the baby.
Yeah.
Which I think is good. I think we were trying to break through their relationship. Mm.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah,
I think it also had a little bit of foreshadowing in there, a little bit. Maybe.
Because we see Toby wasn't around. It's such a happy thing at the end with Toby. They bring the baby home kind of way too early. That baby is still premature.
Four months.
Really? And that's
it? Yeah, because remember Kevin was drinking in the hospital and Beth, when she was leaving the door, was like, how you been? He's like, I've been sober for 4 months. We're doing good.
You're right.
So that baby is 4 months.
She just looks so tiny still.
Well, yeah, he's a preemie. He's a baby.
But everything is so happy in that moment. Toby, Kate, it's a whole big happy family.
Rebecca had her wine. She was ready for this baby to come home. Did anybody else notice that? Maybe. Just me.
I'm not going to lie. If I was having a kid and my mom was just going to be there and help me take care of the kid, I'd be like, here, Mom.
I think so.
Yes. I'm going to go have my wine now and you can take care of him.
You can have my kid.
Just take it.
Let me know when they're 10. I'm just messing.
Except Kate can't have any wine because Rebecca's on her. She didn't even let her have coffee. So
listen, I need my coffee.
That's Kate was like decaf. It was like the look of horror when she said decaf.
You girls, but what a compliment. She told her mom, everything you do is magical. Like everything you touch. There's no better compliment.
For a mom,
Especially coming from Kate, who's always had this rift. I think, because I know you said there's no tearjerker moment. For me, that moment actually...
We're not getting into it yet. Don't say
it. No, we're not doing tearjerker, but I'm saying it just comes such a long way. Like, Kevin's come such a long way. Kate and Rebecca have come such a long way. I feel like we were hitting milestones in this episode.
And I think almost Kate finally admitted to her being magical because I think she almost resented it. Because she even said, she was like, everything that I've ever said, whoa, the live chat is going crazy.
Yes, they
are.
Sorry. You saw that?
But I think when she said... That moment of, like, everything that I've ever had against you has been my own insecurities that has nothing to do with you, I think was the truth moment where she's been like, listen, I've always seen you as magical.
Yeah.
But I've never been able to, like...
Appreciate it.
Yeah. It's almost been an automatic resentment, so just give me some time. But I think that that's... I mean, that's what it is. And I'm excited to see how their relationship grows.
Yeah.
And especially if my prediction about the future is correct, and yours as well... Then we'll see how close they really get.
What's your prediction about the future?
Well, we can't talk about it yet.
I thought you already said it or something.
No. So we've talked about it.
Okay. Who's up next?
Randall and Beth. I feel like we can all breathe. Nothing could come between real love. Nothing. She found
you were doubting a couple of episodes ago, though.
No.
Yes.
I said I was glad that they finally made their relationship, like, not look this, like, this unrealistically perfect relationship. That's what I said. I actually felt, in order for something to build stronger, it has to break a little bit. And I'm glad because, and I didn't say that. The last thing I said was that I understood where Beth was coming from.
Right.
That I know a lot of women that are experiencing that. And that if anything, I think that you either grow together or you grow apart. And that's exactly what happened. They both caved in. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that because they both caved in, true love wins.
Yep.
Well, thanks to Deja and her Randall-like speech.
I loved that. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
So good. Like, how is she so much like Randall? I feel like she's Randall and then that's Jack.
Well, she's a smart girl. She really is. She does well. Don't they want to skip her a few grades, too?
They wanted to put her freshman year after seventh grade.
Exactly. So she is like Randall. Like, he's a smart one. She's a smart one. Don't underestimate Deja. You know? I was wondering where she was going, though, with that foster home. I'm
saying,
home.
You know how Randall is a lot like Kevin. Jack. Wow, it's really long night. Randall's a lot like Jack, even though it's his adopted child. I'm saying she's just like, she's his adopted child. There's so much alike.
Mm-hmm. But I loved the moment when she was like, you've won the lottery twice. And he actually took the steps of sitting in the car and calling Jaywan and being like, what would actually happen if I resign? Which I was like, are you really going to let that many people down?
Yeah. I thought about that too. And then I thought, if he does let all those people down, family always should come first anyway. So I would understand. Right. But damn, that would really suck.
There was still a little fear in me, though, that he would quit and then Beth would not want him back. Or at the same time, simultaneously, we see Beth going to look for houses and her pushing forward. And I was like, Randall, don't mess this up. Please do not leave another voicemail. Yes. Like, at the same time, I have paranoia that either one of them is going to mess this up before they got home to talk.
I thought there was no chance with Beth because she said she doesn't see the door. And so I thought she was saying she just doesn't see it happening. I thought that was the breakup. Mm. I was really nervous, like, that's a breakup.
Yeah.
And then look at her looking for houses. I thought she was moving out.
I was like, there's a door right there. I was screaming.
Well, she looked in Philadelphia. I was like, okay, so they're not breaking up. Mm. And I also, when she was looking at all the women that were in the ballet studio, there was like this flash of, I was like, does she miss her life before this? Or is she looking into like what the future is going to hold? Or what is it that she's yearning for from these women that she's looking at longingly? Like, what is missing within? Because I couldn't really tell. There wasn't like a clear cut answer.
I think Beth is a lot like Randall, where she doesn't want to just do something just to do it. Mm. She wants to do it to make a difference.
Yeah.
So I think when she was thinking, I'm going to move to Philadelphia, create the studio. He's also a councilman. I think she wanted to run the studio in a way where she's making a difference. I mean, the woman that ran the studio walks up and goes, oh, it's a bunch of women that are going to try to lose weight that they're never going to lose. I couldn't believe she said that.
Yeah, I know. That was just...
And I think it was that moment where Beth looked around and said, I'm going to lose my family for this, where... the person that's the instructor at the studio doesn't even believe. Mm. Like, this girl is trying to give up her Sunday class again. These women are indifferent about the class. So I feel like she had that kind of outer body moment where she looked around and said, I'm not giving up my family for a bunch of strangers that don't even believe. So that's why she said, we got this. We're going to create magic together. She wants to get the studio. Maybe she'll bring some kids in off the street and teach them. I think that she's actually going to make a difference, not just create a studio to make money.
I love that. I would have never gotten that from that, but that's amazing.
That's what I got. Like, going off of, from exactly what you're saying, I thought when she looked at those women after the whole instructor came in and said, like, you know, teach these women who want to lose 10 pounds, she looked out and she was like, yeah, they were older women. Obviously, they're not trying to have a dance career. And I think she wants to build someone up instead of just, you know, entertaining people who are just want to lose weight or just doing it like a fun class, you know, like a spin class, you know? I think she wants to make a difference, like you were saying.
Yeah, because when we flash forward to the dance studio, isn't it younger girls?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of the mother hen just walking around. She's not even the one teaching the class. So I feel like she's going to go back and basically embrace that little Beth and give all these other girls, these young girls, whether they're on the streets or just in the neighborhood or just in the city, and give them the opportunity that she didn't have, regardless of whatever your skin color is or anything like that. So I think she's going to actually take this and build something from it. And her and Randall, I love them both.
And also, I love the way that they shot the mug and the ring.
Oh, yeah.
At the very beginning, they did the flash forward where she's pouring the coffee and then she grabs it with one hand and it's the right hand that she grabs it with. And then in the past one, she's grabbing it with the left hand and you see this huge rock on her finger. And I was like, wait, rewind. We need to see the ring to see if they're still together. And clearly, because This Is Us never disappoints, they had already thought about that.
Yes.
Because they clearly showed us the ring very close. They're like, we're going to show you something in the future, so pay attention. Clearly it paid off.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part of the whole Beth and Randall and Deja situation is when Randall's telling Beth Deja's speech, and he said, you won the lottery twice, and she was referring to me with you, and he goes, she's a smart girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, she is.
She's smart, but we're better together.
Yes.
I loved that.
She said we make fire together.
We make fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. They do make fire.
True. We need... We need
more fire in our lives.
More fire.
Just in the world, I think there needs to be more passionate people that are willing to fight for one another.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they worked out. I was expecting the worst, hoping for the best, and we won.
Yeah. See, when your ego is not your amigo, when you set your ego aside and you think unity instead of division, we get the power couple back together.
That needs to be on a shirt.
Yeah.
Your ego is not your ego. Mm. It's not.
We're going to get that and wear that all the time.
Copyright it on the shirt.
Copyright it on the shirt for This Is Us After Show. But before we go into the future, because I really want to hit the future because that was the coolest part of the whole episode, even though it was like 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
Rebecca and Jack and Rebecca getting into the car accident. How did you guys feel about this whole little section of the show?
I felt like it was a foreshadow. The one they were kept talking about, Randall kept saying about her brain. Is she going to be brain dead? Is she going to remember? I just felt like, okay, they're foreshadowing that she's going to be the her and that she probably has some type of brain damage that she thought was nothing in the past, but it will end up being what is the cause of her death. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, because she kept saying in the lobby member of the hospital room, like, my head hurts. So it was kind of a given. Like, the second they gave us that, I was like, okay, obviously the her is Rebecca, but I already knew that. For me, what I liked about the accident, and kind of the only part I really took anything from, because I'm not saying I didn't like it or I did like it. It was just there, extra space. I would have rather seen the future.
Right.
My favorite part was Jack basically telling the nurse when they're trying to sneak in after hours that she's the engine in the car. He's like, you know, we have the brakes and we have the axles. And then Kevin trying to hit on the nurse. That was probably hilarious.
I love that he was like, this isn't going to happen.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, Jack was like, I don't know what that is. He didn't get that from me.
Yeah. Let's just move you over. I know it was foreshadowing, but I kind of felt like it was just a womp-womp situation that they had. Like, yeah. I know that it was a necessary evil to have in there to foreshadow with little bitty bits. And, like, obviously they did a great juxtaposition of, like, Randall walking down the hallway and going. And she's the mortar that holds the whole house together and the engine that holds the car together. But that accident did not look that bad for her to have a broken arm in two places and to be cut up like that. Just saying.
Okay, and can we talk about the burger with the corn in it?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, listen, there's cornbread. Cornbread does exist, and it's good if you get the creamy cornbread.
Mm. But that is a different type of cornbread. That is literally bread with corn.
And I think it's not even warm corn. No. It looked like that.
You can get out of the can, and he's like,
here you go. That goes to show you that no matter how perfect we think Jack is, he can't even put together a meal.
And then he offers ice cream. I would have expected being like, let me go grab some pizzas or like order burgers or something. I don't know. Or vice versa. Let me go get the burgers and or whatever.
He's very dependent on Rebecca. It made me think it was a really kind of a sad, harsh thought. But I'm like, thank God Jack died instead of Rebecca. Because he couldn't do it on his own. I was really thinking, like, okay, clearly one night you couldn't do it on your own.
I mean, this would have been a whole different show. It was vice versa.
The kids would be eating ketchup on bread.
This is a gourmet meal. Yes. Hello.
He's like, who is it? Kevin that said it, Randall. Mom was going to make lasagna. Yeah.
He's like, it's too advanced for me. Eat your cornbread.
Oh, and you guys remember the lasagna is what she makes every year on the anniversary of Jack's death? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
She went to Kevin's house and she made the lasagna.
There are so many gems and Easter eggs in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like someone needs to write down every little Easter egg that we found.
There's a lot.
There was a lot.
We missed some, so it would be great. Live chat, let us know if you miss any.
Okay, so we have all of the other topics out of the way. Can we go into the cool part of This Is Us?
The future.
The future! Well,
let's break it down, because we couldn't break it down outside, because there was other people around us that hadn't watched the episode, and I was yelling, there's the door! The door's right there!
And they're like, can we be quiet? We haven't watched it yet. But, okay, so we're going to give you a rundown. Randall and Beth, still together.
Yes.
Toby came to the house, which we found out is Kevin's house. He goes, wow, this is a really big house for Kevin. And he says, thanks so much for coming. I talked to Jack. They're on their way. So they're on their way. Thanks so much for coming.
We don't know if it's Kate.
We don't know if it's Kate. Mm-hmm. We just know that Jack is coming. He didn't say anything about Kate. And also, he was like, thanks, Toby, for coming. I mean, if he was a family, it wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah.
If it was a family, it would have been an issue. And I feel like if it had to do with his sister not being alive, he would be more upset. There would have been like a more of a connection.
Right.
I don't think it's about Kate not being alive.
No. I don't.
Because some people were saying that in the chat that they think Kate is dead.
That's just like a crazy prediction because he also doesn't say they're on their when he says they're on their way. He doesn't say Kate
because Kate could be getting the food with Kevin or Kevin's wife.
But she also with Sophie dead. She could be.
Mm-hmm. But are we all assuming that Toby is not with
Kate? Yes.
Kate?
Yeah. Okay. To some degree.
Okay. Yeah. And then Kevin has a son, which we now know is not Zoe's son.
I'm getting... That's predictions. Never mind.
Okay. Kevin has a son, and this is his big house. And then Rebecca has either dementia or Alzheimer's or something going on with her brain because Randall walks in and he's like... I'm your son.
And Nick is there.
Nikki is there.
And I hope he's there in the capacity of being his sister-in-law because this it's already like Miguel. It's the
we
friend.
We don't need soap opera here.
We don't need the brother in the relationship with her, too.
Well, Nikki's alive. He doesn't kill himself. So good job, Nikki.
Yes. He's looking good, too.
He's looking good. He doesn't look like he's drinking anymore. Mm-hmm. Miguel is not there.
I don't think Miguel's alive because he's definitely not getting food with Kevin.
Does anyone know yet?
Tess is not there. Annie's not there.
And Annie's Deja. Not there. Annie might be in college because Tess is working. So Deja's not there either. We don't know where Deja is. And that's about where we left off. That's pretty much all that we can get from that 5-minute span of time.
You guys, so we talked about character development. This is not going into the future, but Kevin goes from being a selfish, self-centered, which is probably the same word, Manny, that literally does not have any form of responsibility, lives in an apartment where people clean his laundry and give him food, to now he lives in this huge house, he has a kid, he's taking care of his mom, like the at-home care is at his home. He's got his uncle there, which as we know, he always had a soft spot for his uncle, so I'm assuming they probably have some kind of close relationship, and he's the one bringing the family together.
Yeah.
What a... change of character.
Go, Kevin!
Which means he's with Sophie because Sophie helped him become a man.
That's predictions.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's pretty much we're in the future anyway.
Yeah,
so we're
well,
about the
let's do our tearjerker moments and we'll do predictions. Because we're coming up on
I didn't really have a tearjerker.
I'll start.
Okay. For all of you guys that have not been tuning in, what have you been doing? It's been 18 weeks. I don't know why you're not tuning in. But either way, our tissue moments is rated from 1 to 5, 1 being an aww, to 5 being a knockout, drag out, tears are sobbing, nose are running type of situation. So take it away.
Ooh, all right. I'm just going to do 1, even though there were no tears. But... I did actually like that moment with Kate and Rebecca, their conversation where she did tell her mom that she's magical. Because I just feel like a lot of times we do appreciate what our moms do, what our parents do, but we don't tell them. Mm-hmm. And just as much as we like for them to tell us that we're a good child, we're a good daughter, son, they need to hear it too. So I just thought in that moment, like, I gotta tell my mom she's magical. And so it just made me feel like a little warm inside.
Mom, you're magical. There you go.
Mom is a unicorn. She's a young-looking unicorn too. Mm-hmm. For me, I definitely don't think there was any tearjerker moments. I think there was a lot of ahas and connections made. I would say my favorite moment was when Beth and Randall put their egos aside. She was sitting on his lap and she said, together we could put the world on fire. And I just had a moment where I thought to myself, if more people thought this way, if more people in relationships believed in one another, put their egos aside and just... you know, weren't swiping left and right, weren't thinking the grass is greener, what a different world we would live in. Because 15 minutes before the episode, she was saying how there's no door, I don't see the door. It's a choice to be happy, it's a choice to love, and it's a choice to make it work. Mm-hmm. And they made those three choices. And so in that moment, I thought to myself, true love does exist. Mm-hmm. It is not easy. It requires work. And you definitely have to grow together. You can either grow apart or you're going to grow together. It's a choice. And they chose to grow together.
That deserves a tissue in and of itself. Like,
you get one.
That's well, that was a beautiful little speech. I loved it.
Thank you.
I'm going to take...
love exists.
1 as well. Woo! All the powder's going everywhere. Oh, yeah. I would say 1 for the future moments. Because I know. It was so heartwarming yet comforting to finally see, like, a little bit more of where we hope to see our characters. Like, obviously, it's not completely what we expected for some, but for others to be able to see Randall and Beth still together was just so amazing. And for us to see all these characters still playing a part and to come together around Rebecca. I'm just like, ugh.
So which one of all of them was your favorite?
Of the feature stuff?
Yeah. You have to pick one.
Oh, tag on it.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Randall and Beth. They're still together.
But we kind of knew they were going to stay together after the...
Yeah, but they didn't. They did. They yeah.
I'm going to say Nikki, because that threw me
for we all went.
What? Yeah.
Okay, so Nikki isn't one as well. Okay.
Mine is Kevin. Well, not seeing Kevin, but knowing that Kevin has a son, because he wanted a son, and I think he's probably a really awesome dad, so.
Aw, he would be an awesome dad. It would be so much fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into predictions, because that's what
we've been like. We've been dying for predictions.
We just said it all episode.
Right?
Like, we'll talk about this. TV.
Is everyone looking at me?
I don't think Kate's dead.
I don't think Kate's dead either.
I don't know who said that in the live chat.
Live chat.
Great imagination. I don't think that Toby and Kate are together anymore.
No.
I think that Toby does have a relationship with Rebecca, and that's why he came. And, you know, I think that Rebecca's going to play a huge part in Jack's life. So I think that's why Toby is coming to that event. But I don't think that Kate's out of the picture. I just don't think that they're together. I don't think Nikki and Rebecca have any romantic involvement whatsoever. I think that once Rebecca starts going downhill, Nikki steps in, or they start developing a relationship again within the time frame of 15, 20 years, however long much time has happened. Because I think Rebecca left off getting a lot of questions answered for her when she went to go meet Nikki previously. A couple episodes ago. So I think that she'll probably keep on that, and then they'll fall like into relationship in the sense of like brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and him taking care of her, because he never got to take care of his brother. So I think that's also part of it too, is that he never got to be with his brother or say his apologies. And he obviously had a lot of things that were going on in his mind. So maybe this is also him like coming to peace with all of those things and being there for her. And... yeah, that's about it, I think. That's all I can get my brain to come to terms with all this stuff.
I think it's pretty much the same. I was going to say the Nikki thing was a joke. I think he just wants to be there for Rebecca because of the fact that he couldn't be there for his own brother and knows that Rebecca had been there with him through all of that time. I would say, and we're both going to agree on this, we think it's Sophie's baby.
Yeah.
So I think that...
Sure.
I think that Kevin has matured so much, and that actually being with Zoe... You know, they say everybody comes in your life for a reason or a season. I think that Zoe was meant to come into his life to kind of mature him in a relationship, and that he can go back and now be for Sophie what she needs. I know some people in the chat don't root for that. That's just what I think. And I think that while he's going through this journey, he's going to go back to his roots. And she has been there with him through everything. Mm. It's the same reason why he picked up and literally left Zoe, packed his bags, and is like, what's up, Kate? I'm moving in. Where's the Perrier? Kevin loves his family. He loves his roots. I think if anything, that's going to bring him closer to Sophie.
I
love that. Oh, you guys basically had all my predictions. The only thing I guess I could add is I feel eventually Tess will get comfortable with being a gay woman.
Do we think she has a girlfriend?
I think she has a girlfriend. I think this girlfriend might join them in this like meeting with of the family. I'm not sure what's going on with little Annie. I have no thoughts about Annie because she's so young. I'm just trying to do something different than what you guys said. I do think Miguel is already dead in this future. And I'm so sad. And I think Nikki actually becomes close with Rebecca only because he's living with Kevin. And it just kind of happens. I mean, Kevin takes care of Rebecca. She's in his house. And so they all just have like a happy family together.
I love Kevin.
You know, that's what I'm thinking.
You hated Kevin two seasons ago.
That's why now she's like, I love him. What a man. What a comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I think that's all I have.
What do you guys think was Kevin's breakthrough? I'm trying to think at the moment where I think it was the driving drunk with
his football field. Losing the necklace.
I think he had a couple.
Yeah, I think he's had a couple. I think it takes a couple of moments, but that was my moment where I was like, oh, okay, I can get behind you as a character, and I can get behind you because I see that there's layers to you and that you just weren't letting anybody see them before.
And he's obviously still successful because that was a gorgeous house.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who's to say what he's gotten involved with?
I think he's still acting,
but like, what movies has he done?
Exactly. Ooh, and I'm really well, we kind of already see that Beth's studio become successful, but I'm really looking forward to this move to, where are they moving now?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. This move to Philadelphia, how Randall's councilman thing goes. Is he successful? Does he stay in politics?
Well, he's in a very nice office. And also, are they in LA?
Right, because we know where they're at. Yeah.
Because, I mean, Randall drove to go see them, I'm assuming. He was with Tess and he was like, we got to go see her.
That's one thing I wish would be a little bit clearer.
Of where
only,
they are.
My only complaint ever about This Is Us. I don't know if I'm just geographically challenged, as I mentioned. I don't feel the proper destination time is done.
No.
Like how they just snap into like other scenes in other cities. Show Kevin going to the airport. I know he had his bag, but it was actually Zoe leaving. It wasn't him leaving. Show me something that I can pick up on that they leave countries. I mean,
talk about jet lag, something like that. Yeah, they don't do that. It's true.
Where they're just having us suspend disbelief.
I could have picked you up from the airport. He's like, no, it's cool. I got an Uber. I don't even know if there's Uber back then, but you know what I'm saying.
Back when?
It's supposed to be like present
day. It's current. Is it? Yeah. Present day.
No, when they're older, it's present day, not the one that we're watching when they're 38.
No, that's present day.
This is present day, and then future is really future.
Oh, like actual, yeah. Well, guys, do we have anything else left to say? Because I kind of feel sad that we're at the end of this already.
I'm sad for Miguel. I think Miguel is dead. I think Miguel is the only one that dies.
Oh, yeah, Kate's not dead.
Miguel's dead.
Do we know if this is the next season's going to be the last one?
They're going for 5 as far as I know.
Okay.
If anyone can correct me, let me know as well. I've heard through the grapevine that Dan Fogelman had originally outlined for just 5 seasons.
Okay.
That was the way that they had outlined it. I know that they're already up for season 4. I don't know if they have a 2 more season episode or 2 more season order, or that it's just season 4. Seasons, episodes, all the things.
That's a lot considering it's 18 episodes each season, too.
Well, it was 22 last season.
And we're already getting into the future. It seems like it's wrapping up. It's like gearing us to end. That's what it feels like.
I'm agreeing. So how can you do more than 18 or 22 or whatever it is?
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe season 4 is the last.
They are saying 6 seasons.
6 seasons?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And I'm not complaining. I want more This Is Us. But as you said, I feel like it was just jumping forward.
I also want more This Is Us, but I'm glad that there is an end in sight.
Yeah.
Whether that be season 5 or season 6, I just don't think that this show was built to have like 11 seasons long.
Yeah.
I think the story, we would stop losing like the oomph behind it something.
I agree. Cut it where it's still good.
Yes. Exactly.
I was just going to say that. Cut it on a high instead of people just staggering off.
Exactly. Well, guys, at that point, we're going to cut it off on a high for us. It has been amazing hosting with you ladies this entire season. Season 3, we've been together
a long
time.
Thank you for being
time.
The best lead introducer. Table.
Slam it on the table.
Table slammer ever.
I will slam on the table for one more time because I am just so appreciative to all the fans that continue to watch us every single week that give us amazing commentary and are just huge fans of the shows like we are and for allowing us the opportunity to be here. So, 18 weeks later.
Oh my God, she's gonna start crying.
But that's it for me. And my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And I'm Lena Norrie. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, at Lena Norrie. I love you guys. I love the commentary. I reply to you all on the chat. So let us know what you think.
Yes.
Because there's a lot that happened in this episode.
Yes. Hey, guys. I'm Paris Rose. Thanks for bearing with me with my have some unpopular opinions. But you guys always come back. And you always show some love. So I appreciate that. I'm going to miss you guys.
Which, okay, by the way, some people were saying the last 2 episodes ago that everybody was against Beth. I was team
she
Beth.
She was team Beth.
You were.
I was all about Beth. I knew they were going to make it team love. I'm team
love.
We're all team love. So you guys be sure to follow us on all of our social media. Continue following us. We want to have commentary all the way up until season 4. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.